This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin, and I am thrilled to bring you yet another episode of the Toastmasters Podcast. In this episode, we go back to the floor of the 2017 International Convention that was held in beautiful downtown Vancouver. I had an opportunity to speak with a number of Toastmasters, some of which who have been Toastmasters for only a month, others 30 years. Some are first-timers, others have attended conventions multiple times. Some came from local nearby, took them 15 minutes to get there, others traveled 40 hours. In this episode, you'll hear a little bit about them and some of the insights they had on the International Convention, perhaps their highlights and some of their observations. What you might find interesting is that there are so many things that happen in the International Convention, and the highlight for many of them may not necessarily be what you think. Please make sure you stay tuned and listen to all the interviews, because we speak to people from all four corners of the earth. So fellow Toastmasters, please sit back and enjoy the latest episode of the Toastmasters Podcast.
So we're here this morning speaking to Agnes. Agnes, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm Agnes Low from Hong Kong, District 89, and I'm very, very excited. It's my first time coming to this conference, and this conference really inspires me a lot. It changes me a lot because of all the speakers' very inspirational messages, and last night I have tears because of hearing the interview and also the appreciation accepting award speech by the world champion, and I will commit to come back to the future conference again. So see you again in Chicago next year.
That's excellent.
Hi, my name is Helen Conter Davis, and I'm from District 36.
And where's that?
I'm in the Gaithersburg, Maryland Club, universally speaking Toastmasters.
How long have you been a Toastmaster?
Not for very long, about just under a year. This is my first convention, and it's been a really exciting experience. It's really opened my eyes, because sometimes you think about Toastmasters, about giving speeches and communication, but it's opened my eyes to the wider aspect of it, how I can apply it in my work and in my personal life. I've loved all the seminars. I've got so many takeaways, and I'm hoping that once I get back I can put it into action. And for me, the goal is to attend every single Toastmasters convention that comes up. I absolutely love it.
Hi, my name is Robert Allen McKenzie. I'm from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. I came to the conference because I am competing representing District 28.
And your home club is where?
Windsor Toastmasters. I'm going to say the highlight I got out of the experience of speaking on the stage.
We're speaking with Herlina. This is her first time at the Toastmasters International Convention.
Hi, everybody. I really love this convention, and I feel very lucky and blessed that I have this golden opportunity to come here. I come from Indonesia. Maybe you don't know Indonesia. Maybe you know Bali. Bali is a very beautiful island. I hope one day you can visit my country, Indonesia and Bali. I come from Lipo Karawaci Toastmaster Club in Tangerang, Karawaci. And then from District 87, I really love Toastmaster. I don't know why. This is one of the love of my life. I mean, this is something that, you know, make me feel so alive and passionate about. And I really want to become an motivational and inspiring speaker. I think attend a Toastmaster convention is really will help my dream to come true.
Herlina, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the convention.
Yeah, thank you so much, Greg. It's really nice to meet you, and I wish all the best for your project.
We're talking to Donica, and she's a first-timer. Donica, where are you from?
From Santa Rosa, California, about an hour north of San Francisco.
This is your first time at a Toastmasters convention.
It is, and I'm loving it.
How long have you been a Toastmaster?
About a year and a half. I've really enjoyed hearing all the different speakers at all the different levels, the semifinal competitions, as well as the instructional speeches. I'm really looking forward to tonight, the World Championship.
That's excellent. And you're from District 57.
Yes, I am. We've started Pathways, and it's so exciting. I love it.
Andrew Christopher Spiller. I'm from Springfield, Tennessee. And my highlight of the conference is probably just going around and just making new friends, new connections, and networking with other people. Oh. I'm with the Springfield Igniters, and I've been Toastmasters for 5 months. So thank you for allowing me on the broadcast.
We're speaking with Mario Alberto. Mario, where are you from?
I'm from Mexico, from Culiacán, Sinaloa, Mexico, on the Pacific. It's amazing. It's a very big convention. A lot of speakers, a lot of parts of the world. You can speak French, Africans, Asians. It's great.
We've had a lot of activity, plus we're only about halfway through, but there's still more. What so far for you has been one of the big highlights?
All events are very important. I've come to a great speaker this morning, and I changed my mentality about what is a Toastmaster. Everybody here is a good speaker, is Toastmaster. The first day, I talked with a senior. I said, oh, how many years you have in Toastmaster? He is small, let's say, 33 years. Maybe you didn't get born when I Toastmaster. It's fantastic. And I asked about pathways, why he think about pathways, because say it's with technology, maybe it's not comfortable. Say, every change in this organization is better. It's a better organization. I say, wow, this is love, this organization, it's Toastmaster. It's very interesting. It's from Australia, fly 40 hours for staying in Vancouver. He said, maybe it's amazing.
You're totally excited, and it's only half over. There's still half of it more to go.
This is amazing. I'm excited about this.
Well, we're speaking with Alexander, and he lives in a place that I think I sort of know where that is. Alexander, where are you from?
Edmonton, Alberta. So it's been a great conference so far. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. The speakers gave us inspiration, and I'm looking forward to applying some of the things I learned from the conference. So looking forward to maybe going next year to Chicago. So it's been a great time.
So we're talking to Peter. And Peter, where are you from?
I come from Poland, which is District 95, Northeastern Europe. That's my first convention after 8 years, because, you know, all these conventions are on the other side of the world for all of us. So it's pretty hard to, you know, to just step on the plane, get on the plane, fly over to the typically the US or Canada. But this time I made it, and I'm really happy.
Oh. Well, we're certainly happy you're here. Just what made you decide to come to this event?
Well, I have just been elected the Club Growth Director for our district, and all the district trios are invited to the international convention to have the training before the convention. So,
now, you also did another activity. Tell us about that.
Yes, you sound a little challenging, I would say. That was a challenge. So I hear it was for the first time during the convention they organized the so-called Smedley 5K run. 5K, don't mess it up, it's not 5K miles, it's 5 kilometers. So it was 5 kilometer run, which is about 3.5 mile or something like this. And it was great because, did I say it was 6 a.m.? So I woke up at 5, I came, I just took off, and after 2.5 miles, the weather was so great, the views were so great, I had a great company, and I decided to continue running. So I didn't turn around. I ran the whole peninsula here around, it's called one of the parks here.
Stanley Park?
Stanley Park, all around Stanley Park. It was 12 kilometers, so around 8 miles, and I was quite exhausted but happy.
Well, that's incredible. So besides the great training, the convention is only half over. There's still half of it left. Can you pick a favorite moment from this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, also a bit to my surprise, the best thing of the convention were the interviews with the candidates for international directors and presidents, and the showcase that took place today in the morning. So all these things related to leadership at the international level, that's something that is really interesting. That's something that blows my mind. That's something that was surprisingly best part of this whole convention.
We're speaking with Jeremy Sutton, Advanced Communicator Bronze. Where are you from, Jeremy?
I'm from Toast of the Town Toastmasters in Seattle, Washington.
Oh. So that's excellent. So you're not too far from home then?
No, just a stone's throw across the border, really.
So what's one of the highlights for you from this international convention here in Vancouver?
Well, the people, number one, but there's so many people you can't isolate one of them. But the Golden Gavel speaker, was absolutely phenomenal. She was just on point for about an hour and a half, no notes, no slides, straight from the heart, straight to the soul strings. I'll tell you, I feel so inspired after that speech to get back to work, be contributing to others, and to increase what I can do as a Toastmaster and how it can contribute to the lives of others, because it was just so powerful.
Erin Grill was definitely, definitely inspiring. And in fact, I did see the movie, and I think it's time to go back and see the movie and probably read the book as well.
Absolutely. You know, I've taught abroad for several years, and actually over the last 2 years, I've been working with Tibetan refugees who live in India. And I've been honored to work with a young man who has started what's called the Global Tibetan Student Union, where he's helping Tibetan students in India who are in university to help students who are in high school but don't have mentorship, because many of these students are in a boarding school, they've escaped from Tibet, and they don't have parents. Working with him so closely and hearing this speech, it just lit a fire in my soul to make sure that I do everything I can to continue on the path to help this guy and to help others in similar situations, because it was just mind-blowingly inspirational.
And you were also a member of Toastmasters overseas as well.
Actually, that's true. I joined Toastmasters in Bangkok, Thailand. So that was in Capital Toastmasters, right in the heart of Bangkok. That's really what started my international journey. It was international from the start.
Jeremy Sutton, thank you very much for spending the time with me.
Thank you for having me.
George Volz, District 24.
And where's that?
Everybody should know where District 24 is. It's the great state of Nebraska and just a little bit of Iowa. It's in the center of the country. One thing, the real focus on the members. I mean, everything we heard, every place we went, the focus is the member.
I'm Linda Wilson. I'm from District 24, Nebraska, parts of Iowa. I am with two clubs, the Road Toasters, Club 1761 in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Strictly Speaking, Advanced Speaking Club. It's just been amazing. There are so many things I've experienced I didn't realize beyond the district level. All of the people, the 142 countries represented, it was like Toastmasters on steroids. Truly amazing. I've thoroughly enjoyed networking with the people.
We have a member from Rochester, Minnesota. Who do we have?
I'm Jean Pearson, Distinguished Toastmaster. I've been in Toastmasters for 25 years, and Rochester is part of District 6, Region 4. I am actually with several clubs, but the one I'm promoting today is Humor Us. It's a club where we promote humor in speech and help people decide when is the right time to use humor and when isn't, so that they can use it to their advantage.
So that sounds like fun, or I should say funny.
Yes, it is, both. Instead of an ah counter, we have a ha counter. See who gets the most laughs in the meeting.
Oh, I just love it. I know there was a lot of laughs going on at this year's international convention. For you, what was your best laugh, or what was a major highlight for you?
I think the speech contest, the finals last night, was very good. It was remarkable how many speakers did use humor, because we've always in the past thought of it as more of a introspective, meditative type of a speech, and to have so many people using humor was really good.
My name is Zan, Z-A-I-N, Nancy, N-E-N-S-E-Y. I'm from Tampa, Florida, District 48. My home club is Positively Speaking Toastmasters in Sarasota, Florida.
Excellent. And how long have you been a Toastmaster?
I've been a Toastmaster since January 1st, 2014.
Is this your first conference?
No, I attended the conference in Washington, D.C. last year.
Excellent. And there are so many events happening and so many activities. Can you pick one or two highlights to share?
I had two highlights. The first was on Thursday. I had a very long day of flying from Tampa. I was just tired out. I was not in perhaps the best mood. I get into the hotel, my district director, and I run down. We go to the semifinals where our district representative, Kevin Stamper, is speaking. So we listen to the contest, and he gives a speech. Right then, after they announce the winners, my tiredness is gone. I'm completely energized, simply because he won, and that made the entire day of travel worth it. I was also really excited to see a lot of my international friends. I've met Bai here before at Tokyo Toastmasters in Tokyo. I've met a number of my other Toastmasters friends from abroad. And I really, really enjoy having that international connection, because it shows what a diverse tapestry Toastmasters can be.
We're going to talk to Bai now. Bai.
Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you. Well, I'm Bai. I'm from Japan. So my home club is Tokyo Toastmasters Club. I'm from District 76.
And how long have you been a Toastmaster?
3 years and a little bit more, maybe.
So, excellent. So what were your highlights?
The first point is the convention itself. Because back to Japan, what I see about Toastmaster world is only the club, speeches, people who are helping and supporting, that's all. But after came to this convention, I started to recognize the higher level leadership, the higher level communication skills, and the higher level, how can I say, the competing spirits and how people communicate with each other. The second point is about people from different part of the world. Connecting with them makes me feel so inspired. I get a lot of advice from a lot of kind people. I think that's the biggest lesson I learned, and that's also the biggest value I gain from this convention.
So you met some old friends, you made some new friends, and you have a lot of really good information and a lot of things to take back to your home club.
A lot. This is like a very beautiful dream, too many details. Definitely I will deliver all the messages back to my club.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, and enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you very much.
Who do we have today?
Gloria Bosma from Sherwood Park, Alberta, from Forward Thinkers.
You're smiling and getting ready for the president's inauguration.
I can't wait. Just looking around and seeing all the beautiful outfits, I feel like I'm at the Academy Awards.
So you've had a good time this week?
I've had a fabulous time. This is my first time, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. I can't pick a highlight. I honestly can't. I was moved to tears when I saw the flags come in. It was a really emotional time. I was cheering Colin Green on in our district and watching the competitors. They were absolutely first rate, the accredited speakers. And for me, I guess it's just the buzz, seeing everybody and meeting people from every country of the world and the friendliness. I can go to Subway and everybody comes up to me, hey, where are you from? What are you doing? So it's just been a fabulous experience, and I'd highly recommend it to anybody.
So you're going to go back to your club and tell them what they missed?
Absolutely. You bet. I certainly will. Loved it.
Gloria, thank you for taking the time, and enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
We have a first-timer from Down Under, and who are we speaking with?
My name is Manuel Garba. I'm from Sydney in Australia, Elmo Toastmasters Club. It's a new club that we started only 2 months ago, and we've been extremely successful as we got already 37 members. So I came to the conference to learn more about what the Toastmasters is all about, and I was extremely surprised that we were welcomed by, I don't know if it's 2,000 or 3,000 people, but the number was very high, and the first timers reception was very impressive because there were nearly 1,000 first timers, which was something unbelievable, and the ability for me to converse with people from India, from Singapore, from different areas, obviously, of the United States and Canada was really fantastic. The first great impression was that they organized a tour of Vancouver, which was not only a lovely tour, but there must have been 1,000 people in about 20 buses. So the competitions were very exciting. You know, I went to quite a few of the semi-finals. In the finals, it seems to be that Toastmasters is one of those things that none of us will ever live long enough to achieve everything we want from it, because it's a continuing process, obviously. That's learning, learning, learning. There's always something new to learn.
Manuel, thank you very much for coming all this way to Vancouver, and thank you very much for spending some time with me this morning.
And thank you very much, Greg, for this fantastic podcast that I don't miss once from Sydney in Australia, from Down Under.
Excellent. There'll be more coming. Thank you very much.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.